boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I'm having a struggle in the morning with something to entertain me. You sound like a toddler.
Your enrichment time.
I need an iPad stat. No, I need something to entertain me. So in the morning, I will get up immediately, take the little wiener dog out to go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. and then I will start my little duties. So that's feeding the cats, the dogs, then get my meals for the day going, things like that, and then cleaning for a little bit. But I feel like I need something to entertain me. I've tried listening to music, and to be honest with you, sometimes it's like too much, mm-hmm. you know? Like, it's like, and I'm like, whoa, there.
Oh, you feel like you're, like, getting ready for a night out.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's too much, too loud.
We're just going to work.
come on now. And then I tried to listen to podcasts, and then I'm like, halfway, I'm like, oh, we were listening to a podcast? Mm. Same thing with an audiobook. I've tried, not once, but two audiobooks now. The first one, I thought maybe it was too boring. Mm. I tried a second one this morning that I was, like, really, really excited about. And then I caught myself being like, oh my God, you were listening to an audiobook.
Right.
Like, I just kind of forgot it was there.
Yeah.
I've also tried listening to the news. The news was different because I get severely distracted. They'll be like, 17 reasons why you're fat and ugly. And I'm like, oh my God.
I gotta know why.
And then I'm like 20 minutes distracted on why I'm 17 reasons fat and ugly. And then now I'm 20 minutes behind my schedule. You know what I'm saying? So I can't watch the news. I don't know what else to do. I feel like I need something to listen to hear. I don't know what it is.
I have two options for you.
Go on.
That I enjoy and one I think you'll enjoy. First option, murder. You got to get into murder.
What?
True crime.
What do I need? A knife?
No, you're not committing the murder. You're listening to... you know, Dateline.
I like how we... I was like...
What do you think I do in the morning?
I don't know. You're a strange human. I wouldn't be surprised if you're actually committing murder.
Well, no. I feel like that...
I actually wouldn't be shocked if one day I get called into, like, the police department asking if you've committed...
Okay, don't put that on me. I have a very peaceful morning listening to my murder. Clearly, that's not the option for you. My other option that I think you could find joy in, smut. Why don't you listen to smut? I know that'll keep your attention, freak.
I never thought about it like
and
that.
But then is it going to be one of those things where you can't get ready then? I don't know. That's none of my business. I don't want any follow-up answers.
Wait a minute. The problem with that one is that I'm going to want to wake up Neighbor
Man. Is that nobody needs to know what you want to do.
I'm like, Neighbor Man, wake up now. We got to try something out.
Okay, so I think you need to take a vow of silence in the morning, maybe. I love finding a new hobby. However, it's dangerous for me because I get obsessed really quickly. And I am tiptoeing the edge of becoming a bedazzler.
I'm here for this. I currently have my headphones bedazzled.
You do. And see, that's exactly what I would want to do. Not necessarily for my own things. So maybe I need to contract you to give me things to bedazzle. It's all over my For You page. People are bedazzling remotes. They're bedazzling their prescription bottles.
I got lots of those.
Their keyboards. Hey, great. I want to do it just because it looks so relaxing.
I would literally pay you to do so many of my things.
All your meds?
All my meds, my phone, you name it. My mouse here at work. Literally all sorts of things.
Nobody is safe. The minute that I order these rhinestones.
I already have some.
Hello.
I've got the glue.
Can you give it to me and I'll just bedazzle stuff for you?
I've already got like the tools to help you easily hold the, what is it? The
rhinestones?
The rhinestones. I've got it all. I just hate doing it.
Okay.
I've got it. I'll pay you. You're done. It's easy.
Okay, I'm down.
I'm such a girly girl. I love things that are shiny, pink, and bedazzled. Literally, I'll pay you.
I need you to give me that along with your lineup of medications. There's no HIPAA because I'm not a professional and I will bedazzle them.
She's just going to be like, oh, wow, she's taking that one.
Maybe a little more of that.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I actually have an update today on yesterday's Trending with Taylor.
The broken heart one? Tell me it's the broken heart one. Tell me.
The Olympic
yes.
cheating scandal. Okay. So to recap, I was telling you yesterday that there is a Norwegian Olympic biathlete who won a bronze medal. His name is Sturla Holm Lagreed. And instead of celebrating what should be like a career high, got the bronze medal and he admitted to cheating on his girlfriend.
Can I place a bet since I have no idea how this goes?
Okay.
I would like to place a bet on whether or not the girl he was unfaithful to goes back to him.
Okay.
My answer is no. Yeah!
Okay, so here's what has happened in the meantime.
Knowing your worth is so great.
Well, and I apologize to this girl because she's upset with the amount of attention this is getting.
Oh my God.
It's being blasted to the world. She's remained anonymous, thank God, because this is not her problem.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Like, you didn't ask for this.
No, and now broadcasted it to the entire world.
You just got cheated on. Yeah. And now the whole world is getting, is knowing that that happened.
Is, oh, in my, your business. God. So she's not happy with it. She did put out an anonymous quote saying, "I did not choose to be put in this position, and it hurts to have to be in it. We have had contact, and he is aware of my opinions on this." So now Sturla has now apologized again, saying, "I can't change what I did. I'm going to put this behind me. I'm going to focus on the Olympics, and I'm not going to answer any further questions." He also then had to apologize to his teammate that he won with for saying, "Sorry for overshadowing our bronze medal that we worked our entire lives for by putting my dirty laundry
shut
on
the
air.
Front door."
So not like a happy ending, more so like a oopsie, I shouldn't have done that moment.
Oh my, the tea is teeing. Oh my God. Okay, first off, can we just say good for her for knowing her
worth? I think she should get the bronze medal. I think he should mail that bronze medal to her because she's the real winner here. Go off, queen.
The clap is clapping.
The clap is clapping.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You know, it's funny. We were just talking about those girls, Sweat Squad, which is a private Facebook group we created where anybody can join and you could post your sweaty fitness journey, however that looks for you.
Yes.
And you can request to join right now. We'll get you in the next couple of minutes.
Do it.
But I was talking about those girls, Sweat Squad, this morning with my boyfriend, Neighbor Man, and I was like, hey, you know, be honest, I haven't really been very active.
Mm.
I've been going through a rough patch in my life, and I just haven't been hitting the gym. I just haven't been as motivated. That's why we created the group, right? Just
right.
To help get that motivation that you need. And I'm like, I need your help, honey. I need you to help me get up in the morning, get the gym, get that motivation. And he's like, I feel like you could do it yourself, right? You don't need me. So I had to kind of paint a picture for him. I'm like, here's the thing. We kind of build each other's habits, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
So when you tell me you don't want to go to the gym in the morning, then I'm like, oh, well, I guess I don't have to go either. That's what happened this morning when he was like, I don't want to go to the gym. What did I do? I had already gotten in my clothes and then I...
Oh my God, you got all the way dressed?
I did. And then he was like, I don't want to go to the gym. So what did I do? I snuck myself back into the bed and I went for another hour nap.
Mm.
No joke. That's what I did this morning. And then I said, the same thing is uno reversed. When you tell me you want to eat healthy and I go, well, couldn't we just have crumble?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't we just have some cookies or some candy and some Hershey's chocolates? And he goes, you're right, because that's not me. I don't eat like that. I like to eat healthy. I eat my vegetables. I eat very high protein meats and things like that. I said, you're right. And then I talk you into bad things.
Yes.
Just like you talk me into not going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
We talk each other into bad habits.
I feel that. And most of the time, I feel like if one of us, if I get home and my boyfriend Curly is like, not so much, one of us has to take the job of talking the other person into it. I'm going to say, two nights ago, I was the talker-inner of him.
Ooh,
because I got home and he was like not in his gym clothes yet. And if he's ready to go, he normally is. And he's like, do we go to the gym tonight? And I said, we probably should. And then he just got into it. So I feel like you have to take turns of being the bad guy who's like, bad cop, we got to go no matter what.
How the heck are you getting off that easy? I feel like I'm dealing with... And I mean this in the most
respectful
way. I'm dealing with a toddler. when I go, hi, Pookie Wookie, it's time for the Jimmy
Wimmy. Well, because you're talking to him like that. That's problem number one. Girlhood is just such a magical thing because sometimes you feel a certain way and you just can't explain why you have that feeling.
God, I love not being... No, I'm just kidding. I hate being a woman sometimes.
So let's talk about our feelings, okay?
You coming from you.
I know. Well, because it's not... I'm not getting mushy-gushy. I have to tell you what set me off last night that makes no sense. And it might not make sense to you because it doesn't make sense to me. Sometimes it's the littlest thing that'll just like really irk you. And last night I got home and I pulled up to the house, pitch dark, not a light on. And I'm like, okay, well, I know my boyfriend Curly's in there and I know his brother that lives with us is in there. Why does it look like our house is abandoned? So I pull in, I grab my stuff and walk into the house. It literally is pitch dark, not a light on to be seen. And I walk upstairs and my boyfriend Curly always greets me like, hey, babe, how's it going? And I go, why is it so dark in here?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, mm-hmm. Well, sorry. I just was like relaxing. I was just sitting down. I'm like, you got to turn some lights on. I have no explanation why this irritated me so bad. I was just mad that there was no lights on in the house.
I totally get that because like, when I go upstairs into the bedroom and I turn the light switch on, it drives me nuts when the light does not turn on and it's just the ceiling fan. And mm-hmm. I get so mad at neighbor man. I'm like, mm-hmm. Why is the light not turning on? And it's just the stupid fan.
I got to be able to see.
But I feel like I think what I'm going to be a therapist here. And
please
I'm
do.
Not legally a therapist.
You're not licensed. Just,
no, not at all. I think I know why. We get so irked and we can't really explain why.
Okay.
It's a safety reason.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're walking into a place with no light mm-hmm. and no, and yes, you know that your boyfriend is there and his brother is there. But like, what if
who
they
else?
Weren't? Right? What? Who else?
Who's
could be
around
there?
The corner? Who's right? in my closet?
Right?
You got
what
me
if somebody
now?
Murdered them and now they're waiting to murder you? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like we're mm-hmm. always, as women, we are always thinking
worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario. We're always thinking mm-hmm. someone's going to murder us. Somebody's going to hurt us. Somebody's going to harm us. So mm-hmm. I think why you got upset is actually rational.
Okay. You just made it worse because now I'm going to come home and be like,
murder!
Machete out, ready to defend myself.
It's time for a Taylor Window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I was given a proposition not just 10 seconds ago, which is you're going to choose your own adventure today.
I saw two things today on my way to work. So I'd like to take over the Taylor Window update.
Sure.
And today you get to choose your own adventure.
Okay.
Option one, would you like to talk about wide loads?
Oh, one of my personal interests.
Or a Doritos truck.
Oh, God, how do I pick?
I know.
Well,
which one?
I kind of think wide loads.
Really? Okay, great. So on my way to work today, I saw a wide load.
as one does on the way to work.
But, okay, so you know when you see like a wide load? There's usually the truck that leads it, right?
Yeah.
It, before, and it has like the antenna.
Yeah, like watch out.
Right, and it says wide load, and then the thing behind it is...
Is the wide load.
Right. I want to talk about the truck that's usually ahead. I don't know how many feet. I don't know if there's like a regulation. Like maybe they have to be like
25 feet or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Now the antenna is what I want to talk about. Do we think that there's like a sensor at the top of the antenna? Because there's like an antenna that's like so far up. Right.
Yeah.
And I think it probably determines like how high a bridge is and if the wide load's going to hit a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that inside the truck, it once it hits the, like if the antenna were to hit the bridge, it goes, you're going to hit the bridge. And then like what happens to the wide load? Like,
I don't know.
Like, does it go back to wide load guy and he goes, oh no,
slam
I'm going
on the brakes on the interstate?
Like, we don't talk about this and
no.
I'd like to know what happens to wide load guy, you know?
I would like to find a wide load guy is all I can say. Who drives a wide load? First of all, that is a sweet job title.
Is that your, sir, first off, do you have a name tag this as wide load?
Wide load operator.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Do you have like name tag? Mm-hmm. Do you have, what are the business cards? Does your LinkedIn says wide load guy? wide load operator.
You've left me with more questions than I can answer.
If you're a wide load person, let us know.
And what's in that antenna? What are you guys talking about?
Oh, my
God. What's the secret of the wide loads?
I need to know.
I do, too. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. We'll talk about Dorito maybe tomorrow.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
Yesterday, I told you that for Valentine's Day, I was thinking about getting Neighbor Man lingerie. Well, not for him.
For you. No judgment.
I was thinking about getting myself lingerie for him because I seriously have no idea what to get the dude.
Right.
For Valentine's Day. Normally I have something in mind, but this year I got diddly crap, okay? So I brought the idea to you. You were like, he's a dude, he's probably gonna love it. So then I brought it to the table for him last night and he was like, yeah, I like it. But then I was like, do you? And he's like, why are you trying to talk me out? I like the idea. So he does. Now I'm having
a lot. Can I first just say I was right? Point Team Taylor.
He's a dude. What can I say? So now I'm having a mentee B because as I was thinking about it more, I have some, right? But it's been since 2016 since I bought some. So we're looking at 10 years since I've had to go to the store or go online and buy some. Taylor, it's Thursday. I got to get some by Saturday, which means we're now under pressure. And it's been 10 years since I've looked at some. Is it going to be like shopping for freaking, you know, swimsuits? Am I going to have a mentee B? Am I going to see all my flaws? Am I going to think I am ugly and fat and all those things? Am I going to cry? And is it going to be bad?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Nobody likes swimsuit shopping. God, it's brutal. And if that's the case, this is no longer a gift. You know what I mean? Like, does he still want it if you are going to
cry,
have a breakdown? Rightfully so, right? And I'm not judging for the breakdown. In that case, I say uno reverse. He gets the lingerie.
For
you don't want to have to try it on. No, I'm saying you get him like some cute undies, boy undies. I don't know.
I get him
uno reverse. He's never gonna see it coming.
I get him a thong.
What you do beyond this is no longer my business.
Taylor's like, I actually would like to not know.
I actually don't want to know anything. I had a moment where I decided to declutter in my bathroom last night, which turned into realizing I have a problem. That I am hoarding press-on nails more than I would like to admit. One thing about me is my nails are always done.
I feel like you got a new set like every week, so I kind of don't doubt this.
Yeah. They're always press-ons because I'm lazy and I'm cheap and they always look good because I just glue them onto my hands and hope for the best. But yeah, they last me like a week to week and a half, sometimes 2 weeks if they're like really great. So I have to buy a decent amount of them, which means that I have accidentally dedicated an entire drawer in my bathroom to press on nails, okay? Which I opened last night and was shocked and horrified at the amount of nails in there. And then I was like, I should go through these and make sure like none of them are open, like ones that I've already used or anything. I realized half of them I don't like anymore. They're not my style. I thought they were ugly. I'm like, why did I even buy this? Why is there like a rooster on this nail? I don't know. So now I'm going to be like donating all of these press-on nails. But guess what I also did last night? I ordered more press-on nails.
I knew it. I freaking knew it.
I'm ashamed.
Can I do something right now?
What?
You know when you have like a coworker or a friend or a family member who's like doing a garage sale and then they're doing a garage sale and you're like, oh well, can I add this to your garage
sale? Oh my god, what?
I used to do press on nails too back in the day. Now I just go to the salon because I hated doing it myself. So I still have a pile as well. I'm gonna add to your pile if you're gonna donate. I don't know how you're gonna do it. Don't care how you're gonna do it. So I'm gonna give you my old pile and take care of it. If you're having a garage sale, here you go.
Well, see, then my fear is all of mine are sitting on my bathroom counter still. What happens when they end up back in the drawer? And then I'm going to have your crap also in my drawer.
Yep. I heard you're having a garage sale, so I'm going to bring mine.
No, I'm not. You've been nothing but unhelpful.
Hi, my name is Destiny, and I think I know for sure this time when Neighbor Man is finally going to propose.
I'm slow blinking. I know you can't see it.
And I know what you're thinking as you're listening. Okay, what is happening? Okay, because seriously, this whole journey is actually really confusing. Yes, I have a dress. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have an officiant. Her name is Taylor.
Hello.
She's sitting right across mm-hmm. from me. Yes, we have a date. No, I don't have the ring yet. Well, we do have the ring.
He has the ring. He just hasn't done
the ask.
The spectacle of it because he wants to make it special. Uh-huh. Right?
It's so confusing. Yeah. It's like we have everything. We just don't have the jewelry yet.
Well, who cares?
Finger.
It's none of your business.
Right. Exactly. Except for I think I know for sure when the date is. This time, at least. Because last night, you know me, I'd be asking, when are you going to do it? I'm just waiting for the rock on the fingy. Mm-hmm. And I said, is it going to be 1 month? He didn't say anything. I said, is it going to be 2 months? He didn't say anything. Is it going to be 3 months? And he goes, that would be nice. So then my math starts mathing in my head. 1 month is March. 2 month is April. 3 month is March, April, May.
We got there.
What happens in May, everybody? The Renaissance Festival. Mm. And you know that we love the Iowa Renaissance Festival
yes.
and the Amana colonies. And if you know, he was actually supposed to, the first time, propose in the Renaissance Festival.
He had the ring.
He had
it
the
just
ring
didn't
on
work out. Yeah.
And he told me as we're walking out, doors are closing. Hey, I was going to propose. I'm like, well, let's walk the freaking back in. I mean, what are you talking about? So he says, well, 3 months would be nice. And then 2 seconds later goes, you know, the Renaissance Festival would be really cool because you would look really pretty.
Mm.
So does that mean he's going to do it at the Renaissance
Dude,
Festival?
Dude, I don't even know at this point. Can I make a request? Can he? Here's what I want. I want him to write me an anonymous letter, but I'm just going to know it's from Neighbor Man. I'm going to give you my address and he's going to mail it to my house.
Okay.
I want him to detail his plan.
Okay.
I will shred the letter just because I need to know if I need to worry about you. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean if you need to worry about me?
Because what if it doesn't happen? I feel like someone in this room needs to know what's happening. It's not going to be you because it's your surprise and that ruins it.
Okay.
I got to know now.
I'll tell him to write you anonymous letter.
I want snail mail. I'm so serious. I want him to handwrite a ransom note, mail it to me so that I can have some clarity.
Is there a threat on it at all?
He can threaten my life if I tell you. I'm not going to tell you anything. I don't care. That's fine.
And you want him to tell you when it's happening. And then why do you want to know?
So that somebody in this room can have some reason, you know?
So that if I start coming up with some ideas.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to deter you. I'm not going to confirm nor deny anything because I don't want to ruin it for you. But I need to know at this point. You're driving me nuts with this. My cat Romeo is in his couch era and it's everything that I ever wanted it to be. I've complained to you before because you brag about how all your 8,000 animals sleep in your bed with you and they like to snuggle and
yeah, Fat Mochi was a snuggle bug last night.
See, it's not even fair. In the last 3 years of having my cats, they've never been like real cuddlers, mm-hmm. I would say. But in the last week, my cat Romeo comes up on the couch with us every night. He goes back and forth between me and my boyfriend Curly's laps for some scratches. But even if we're like, okay, enough, like I'm trying to scroll on my phone, he lays on the couch next to us. And my boyfriend Curly goes, this is everything we wanted when
That's
we bought this
cute.
Couch.
Why is he changing?
I don't know. See, you know, they say like animals can sense things. Is he like sensing that?
You're sad.
I hate my life. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't. Where do I? I don't know.
Have you been crying a lot lately?
No.
Oh, see, that's, I think, why Mochi comes around.
Oh, because you are an emotional wreck.
Yeah, I cry a lot, actually.
What the heck?
Yeah, I think you need to cry more. I mean, even if you fake it, maybe it would help.
I don't even need to. I think he senses the inner hatred in my heart, maybe.
Yeah, that's, I'm thinking, I think that's why all of them are more lovey. It's because I truly do cry a lot. Yeah. I'm just an emotional little bug. But I think if you were to try to cry a little bit more, maybe they would come around. The animals can sense that kind of thing.
I know.
So just fake it.
I can't.
Okay, well, I got nothing pinch to yourself sometimes and maybe you'll cry. hit your funny bone once in a while. I don't know. Watch something sad on TV. You know what always gets me? The golden buzzer on America's Got Talent. It makes me
You know
cry.
Who's more likely to cry out of the two of us is my boyfriend Girly will be the one crying. Nominate him.
Get him to watch the golden buzzer on America's Got Talent and he'll be crying waterworks.
I'll give it a try tonight, I guess.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like you can find a card for anything these days. Like you can find a Valentine's Day card from your cat or from your dog.
Those are my favorite.
That continues to come up, I feel like, for the last couple years in debates is Valentine's Day cards for your work spouse, your work wife, or your work husband. Another one has gone viral this year. So somebody posted a clip being like, whoa, they really make a card for everything. And the card says, for my work wife on Valentine's Day, I finally found someone just as inappropriate as me. So the comments are quite divided. Some people say it's a joke. It's innocent. You spend more time with that person at work. They deserve a card. And some people are like, divorce. Divorce, babes. I'm not doing it. That doesn't feel right. HR is going to be busy in a month. Stop it right now. You look like you're conflicted.
I don't consider you a work wife.
I'm not talking about us.
I'm saying, but do you consider me a work wife?
No.
I consider us work friends.
Yeah.
I could see myself giving you that card, but I don't consider us work friends. But we are inappropriate with each other. Does that make sense?
Well, yes.
If it was, the lingo was switched, does that make sense to being friends? I don't have a work wife, if that makes sense, or work husband.
But if you found out that neighbor man gave someone at work a work wife card that says,
That's where I'm trying to think about it.
I'd be mad. I'll just say it. I don't like it.
I don't know. I was trying to think about it. I'm like, I don't have a work wife. I don't have a work husband, so I can't put it in my perspective. So now I'm like, okay, let me put it into his. He does have, it's funny. He has a female coworker that he's really close with. And I've joked one time being like, oh, that's your work wife. She immediately shut that down. She's like, that's weird. We are not that. Do not say that.
Yeah,
that's gross.
That's a girl's girl.
And then I joked and I said, okay, work siblings. And she was like, nope, we are coworkers and that is it. So they do not like that. So no, I don't even think they would give each other that card. And I would also not like that. I think that's really weird.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a really bad end to Valentine's Day. I want to know who is out there buying it. Does your significant other know?
The only person I could maybe see myself giving that card to here is Spencer, but I still think that would be weird.
That's our
coworker here that I think that you and I are maybe the closest with.
Yeah.
But I think, wouldn't you think that's weird that we
I think he would be like, please step out of my office. Wouldn't you think and that, do not come
he
back.
He would think that is so weird.
Yeah, because like, it is.
He'd probably turn us in for it. And respectfully, I'd ask him to do it.
I think if anybody's going to test the theory, you can do it. Not me.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You know, we got so many cameras. It's like Fort Knox at our house.
It is.
And we got to take one of those cameras and we got to find out which of our pets is up to no good.
Interesting. You have what, 6 suspects?
And one by one, we're going to figure out who is the peeing bandit.
Yes.
We have a bed that we got a couple months ago. And over the last couple of weeks, somebody keeps peeing on this bed.
Is it like a pet bed?
It's a pet bed. Okay. Oh, thank God. If it was a real bed, we would have gotten rid of it at this point.
Yeah.
It's a pet bed. And we keep cleaning it. We spray it with the chemicals to get rid of the urine. And then we put it through the wash. And then the next day, it is peed on again.
Mm.
We don't know who's doing this. We've added another kitty litter. Again, because we're like, maybe there's not enough kitty litter.
Yeah.
Because we have 4 cats. So we added another one. Because we're like, maybe there's just not enough kitty litter boxes in the house. We're trying to figure out what's going on. So last night we were thinking about what we're going to do to solve this problem. we're currently cleaning the bed again. Mm. And then we're going to lay it out one more time.
Okay.
And then we're going to put one of the security cameras out, place it right at the bed, put it in motion sensor mode. And then when it senses something, it's going to record and it's going to notify us. And we're going to find the peeing bandit.
Okay.
And we'll know who's peeing on this dang bed. Who's not potty trained? My suspect, I think it's not. Here's the thing. I don't think it's my little wiener dog.
Right.
Because we have six of them. Let's narrow it down. Number one, it's not Zaw, my little wiener dog.
Okay.
Because it's a lot of pee.
He's too small.
He's too small. He's out. Number two, it's not Luna, which is neighbor man's golden little child. Because her pee is very distinctive.
Okay.
I don't think it's her.
Yeah.
Number two, Fat Mochi. He has never once had an accident in this house. He's my little golden child. Mm. So I don't think it's him.
Okay.
So we're down to three children left. That's the two new children, which is Maggie and Felicity that we have recently taken in the last month and a half. And then there's Evie. Now, the reason it could be Evie is she's in another false pregnancy.
Oh, no.
Well, I told you about this, in the last 6 months?
Yeah.
When she's not in heat, she'll go into a false pregnancy. It's great. I love this time. I don't. I hate it very much. Where she thinks she's pregnant, she's not, and then she's horrific.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to go outside, and she, like, is awful.
Yeah.
So I could see it being her. I don't know.
Interesting.
So it's one of those three. And if it's my little wiener dog, well, then, honestly,
good for
you, man.
I can't wait to find out. And I really
am
excited.
Could be neighbor man. I don't know.
Plot twist of the century. What if he's sleepwalking? That's a serious thing.
Wait a minute. What if it's me?
Okay. This is like the second time in 2 days that you've talked about like
peeing on something.
So is this all a ploy to rat yourself out? I'll post the camera footage. I will if I get my hands on it.
On the Z102.9 Facebook
page? Yeah, if it's you. I think my boyfriend Curly tried to kill us last night. And now the question is, was it intentional or accidental? Well, I'm still here, so it didn't work. I lived. I'm alive.
I'm alive. He's trying to get life insurance, baby.
Oh.
Well, you got life insurance
what's
here.
What's that, like $2?
No, honey, you've got better life insurance than here.
Okay, well, I apparently need to learn about that.
Well, is he one of your beneficiaries?
I don't think so.
Do you
I
even
actually
know
have no
anything
idea.
About your life insurance? You should probably look into that.
Well, I think I'm worth like, what, $5? And like a bottle of Coke. I don't know.
Pack of gum.
Anyways, point is he wasn't successful because he knows he's not going to get my life insurance. So I was making dinner last night. That's actually a really great question. I should think more about that. I was making dinner last night and I was making chicken gnocchi. Okay. So I had him cut up the chicken because, you know, I don't like to do that. I don't like to touch raw chicken. He cuts it up for me. I put it in a bowl and like shake it with flour and seasonings and stuff to put it in the pan and cook it. And I give him, he's my dish boy because I do the cooking. He does the dishes. So he's washing stuff and I'm like, hey, I'm actually going to need that bowl again because I have to take the chicken out of the pan so I can make the sauce after. And he just hands me the bowl. With chicken juices still up in it. And I'm like, do you want to die? Do you know that that's raw chicken juices in that bowl? Did you wash it? Well, yeah, I rinsed it out. And I'm like, you got to use. Is everybody not scared of raw chicken like I am? Mm-hmm. You have to use soap or get me a new bowl if you don't want to wash it right now. And he's like, what? I just didn't. I didn't mean to. And I'm like, no, you tried to kill us. And I'll remember that.
You need to make him watch. I feel like it was like those info commercials late at night that they show you like
food safety.
Yeah, where they would show you all the things that you've touched that you might not have thought you've touched because you didn't properly wash your hands.
Yes.
Where you've touched the faucet, you've touched the stove, you touched this, and this, and they show you all the things that are contaminated. Mm-hmm. You need to show him one of those.
Maybe I need to like put some paint on his hand and see how much paint gets all over the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, that's the nasty chicken juices that you're spreading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it could get even further. I mean, how much does he not know that he touched? You know what I'm saying?
Because
it could go further. You know, did he go all the way to the bathroom and then, you know.
chicken juice is on the toilet seat.
And then on his cell.
Okay. Whoa. Too much.
I need you to hear me out. Am I crazy? Okay.
Okay.
You know that I'm a very detail-oriented, you know, planner, you know, calendar crazy fanatic.
Control freak, some may say.
You seemed a little scared when you said that.
That's just what they say.
Who's saying
they are to remain anonymous?
Anyways, what I was going to say is that I was thinking last night, this is a serious thought that I was thinking, is that I feel like every night that maybe I should start mapping out my 24 hours in the day. Hear me out. That like, as I'm getting ready for bed, I should seriously map out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 till I get to 24.
Mm-hmm.
Map out 8 hours for sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
8 hours for working, 4 of that doing a live show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in there doing other things like checking my emails, things like that, okay? I want to map out some time to cross stitch because that makes me happy. Mapping out time to go to the gym, mm-hmm. things like that. Because I just was thinking about last night. I just feel like there's 24 hours in a day and I don't know that I can actually tell you what I did in the 24 hours in a day.
Mm.
I don't. Let's seriously, can you tell me what you do in a 24 hours in a day?
Sort of.
Because I'm like, I feel like I don't get a full 8 hours of sleep.
Mm.
I sometimes don't feel like I have enough time to go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Where the heck does that 24 hours go? I feel like I need to seriously sit down and map it out and be more productive. Is that crazy?
A little bit.
Why?
Well, because then you're easily distracted, okay?
I know.
As many of us are. So what happens at 6:01 when you're supposed to be, well, not 6:01, I guess, like 8:01 tonight is supposed to be cross-stitching time, but your TikTok For You page has hit a flow state. Are you really going to be able to stop and put that phone down? Because you're like, well, it's cross-stitch time. That feels like jail. You know what? You're trying to live a prison life.
Maybe I'd be better in prison. Should I commit a crime?
Should we send you out and see how long you last?
In prison?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like if
Because you get wrecked time.
No, wait a minute. Why don't I just commit a crime first? If you're going to commit a crime, you might as well do the time.
Do the time.
I don't want to do the time without committing a crime. You know what I'm saying?
That's might a as really well- weird commitment that you're making to this.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Valentine's Day is this weekend. Don't forget.
Definitely don't forget.
Or you will be on the hate list.
Well, let's just avoid unnecessary fights. You know what I mean?
Oh, I already threatened one of our coworkers to not mess. You didn't hear
Jesus,
me? Like,
no. What do you mean?
I'll shout him out. Spencer from 1600 ESPN. I was like, do not mess this up. Do not forget Valentine's Day for your girly pop.
Oh, I thought you meant for you. I'm like, what?
Oh.
That's like a weird HR thing that you just did.
He's like, no, I'm not going to mess it up. I have it all figured out. I was like, good. I like your girly pop. Don't mess this up.
Okay.
I harassed him. Don't worry.
Good. Great. supporting harassment.
Tonight's trivia question for Valentine's Day. 8 billion of these are sold for Valentine's Day. What is it?
Maybe an idea of something you can pick up before Saturday.
Or an idea of what's probably going to be sold out.
True. Mm-hmm. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
8 billion of these are sold for Valentine's Day. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Talking Valentine's Day. Because, hello, it's Saturday. And if you're like, oh, my God, that was me today, this morning as well. So I'm in the same boat as you.
But you expect the world, right? You're a Valentine's girlie.
Yes, I do. I did tell him I better get flowers.
Right. Okay.
and sent to the office because I want to make people jealous.
Oh my God. It's on a Saturday. You're just going to still have it delivered here so everybody can show up Monday and be like, who did that?
No, they better come Friday.
Okay. I'll be waiting, actually, now that I know that.
Well, you better give them to me if he don't.
Not my job. Not my job.
Tonight's trivia question. 8 billion of these are sold for Valentine's Day. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Deb said 8 billion heart-shaped boxes of chocolates. Mm. Can I?
I know what you're going to say.
Can I gripe? They kind of skimpy on those these days.
I thought you were going to say they kind of suck. And can I be honest with you? I agree. I got local, like, handmade chocolate from Marion for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then one of neighbor man's, like, coworkers had a heart-shaped box of chocolate she didn't want, so she gave it to him. And we had one, and I was like, oh, my God, these are crappier than I remember. I feel
like, yeah, they've gotten worse. Half the flavors are gross, and they don't even tell you, so you're biting into, like, God knows what.
Uh-huh.
And then I feel like the hearts used to be full of chocolates. Now you open it up, it's a big old heart, and you're like, sweet, 4 truffles.
That's what I'm saying.
Inflation. It's hit Valentine's Day.
Lisa said red roses. Dude, okay, there was one year that I had my ex buy me some. I didn't have him. Like, he bought.
Oh, yeah, you did. Don't lie. You already said it. No shame.
I had him buy me roses for Valentine's Day. And when he told me how much.
It's expensive.
It costs because they got delivered to work. I was like, don't ever do that again.
Okay, now hang on. Rewind to 25 seconds ago when you said he better get some.
Whoa. Do it the day before or the day after. It's way more cheaper.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Or go get them yourself.
Okay.
That's my PS.
All right. Thank you very much. 3920 said teddy bears.
I got one. I hope I get another one because it got peed on. So not by me, by a pet.
Thanks for clarifying. I did actually think that it was you. What is wrong with you?
I just did.
Who did you think? Somebody was like, wow, she really hated her gift that much that she had to urinate on it. What do you mean?
I just, when I said it got peed on, I just didn't want you to assume
I didn't, but I'm concerned that you thought that I assumed that about you.
So anyways, it got peed on. By a pet. I don't know which one.
Right.
So it had to go in the wash. And
so now you need a new one so that you can pee on it. Everybody gets a turn.
Exactly. I would like to urinate on it. Teddy bear. Sounds like fun. If the pets are doing it, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
8 billion of these are sold for Valentine's Day. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. The answer's coming up in 2 songs. I'm wondering, at what point are they going to be like, you guys got to stop?
What?
Talking about whizzing on teddy bears. What is wrong with us?
I don't even know why they let us have a show. I mean,
I don't know.
Like, I literally don't understand. I was just going to say, is this a new trend? People whizzing on.
I don't. Maybe in your house. I don't know.
You going to give me a teddy bear? I might do it.
No, not knowing what you're going to do with it.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
8 billion of these are sold for Valentine's Day. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
8 billion chalky hearts are sold for Valentine's Day.
Gross.
I knew you were going to say that.
They're cute. Like, we're talking like conversation hearts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? They're not good. Like, they don't taste good. However,
here we go.
Can I do a plug with no reward? Starburst put out like chalky hearts, and I got those recently. Those are kind of good. Still taste a little bit like chalk, but better than like the nasty ones.
I we always dog on people who like the candy corn and things like that, or, you know, like black licorice, or like, what is, like,
Peeps.
You know? Peeps. Okay, wait a minute now.
I hate Peeps.
You're talking to my people. The Peeps people, we ride at dawn. We love them.
Right, okay.
But last time I remembered, I liked chalky hearts, the conversation hearts.
I mean,
I feel like I need to have them again because I'm like, I've gotten older. My taste buds have changed.
Yeah, I don't get me wrong. They're not like foul, or I'm not going to like, yak eating it, but it's not, it's literally like when you're 4 years old and you're like, is this chalk or is this candy? Let's find out. Like, that's what it's like to me.
I feel like I need to have it again because I remember it being fantastic.
Mm.
Okay, but what about the sweet, not the one that comes in a strip and it's all circles?
Smarties.
Do you like those? Because those are chalky too.
Like, I would eat them if I had to.
What is wrong with you?
But I don't, I'm not saying that. I just don't love them.
Those are fantastic.
I feel like this is like, we just found out your strange addiction.
I could
chalk.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.